This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. I believe it's Sanity. You don't have to. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. You can head up to my website, therealside.com. We have a live chat room there. You can watch live, listen live there as well. The chat room, obviously, you can. There's smarter people than I in that chat room for sure. And if you're a Facebook person, then head up to Facebook. We can find us there. And look, there's smarter people than myself in there as well. Actually, it seems like there's smarter people than me everywhere. A little disconcerting. Hey, ain't the truth. I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate it. Hey, if you go up to the website, my website, I want you to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Yes, you heard it. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-thumping white guy. Everything you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And I'm going to show you why you don't need to. And if you're on the right, you'll get the information you need to learn how to fight. And I'm not talking about with swords and all that stuff. You'll learn how to fight and fight your position. If you're on the left and you read the book, come on, it's an easy read. I call it a bathroom read, right? Seriously, it's one of those, you know, you go in there, you're going to hang out for a few minutes, you can get through the book pretty quick. I know that I've talked to a few people, and it's not because it's my book, but I've talked to a few people who said they couldn't put it down. Once they started reading it, they just couldn't put it down. So if you want to get it quick, Amazon.com is a great place to go. So earlier this week is some of these stories. I'm just, you know what it is? It's like the press, and whether he's guilty of some of these things or not, I don't know. I'm not even going to guess. But some of these stories are thrown out at Trump. Some of these things are thrown out. They don't add up. They don't make sense. And it just seems like they just keep coming. They just keep coming. They're going to keep pounding away. No different than was done to Mrs. Clinton when she was running for office with all the WikiLeaks thing, right? Remember those? So they're doing the same thing now to Trump. But I think with him, he definitely has the... He definitely has the wherewithal, if you would, to run through these things, to stay on them, to be able to beat them back down. I wouldn't even say that. Let's say to blow them off. How's that? So, you know, when I write a larger weekly piece, whether it'll actually take you a few minutes to sit down and read through, which won't kill you, I guarantee it. So, you know, you're trying to wean these people off of government, you know, the government programs. When it came to Trump's, budget, and everybody screaming about what was going to get rid of him, he's not really getting rid of as much as people think he is. Now, weaning dependents is always hard. Weaning people off of what you're giving them or willing to give them and that kind of stuff, it's just a real chore. Now, weaning is when a baby transitions from breast milk to other sources of nourishment, according to the dictionary. Weaning children from anything is tough, especially so when they have to be drinking breast milk for so long, right? That when they've been drinking it for a long time, and all of a sudden they go, no, that's it, no more. It doesn't work out well. Now, according to the American Academy of Pediatrics, AAP, isn't that funny? So AAP is for kids, AARP is for old folks. AAP recommends feeding babies only breast milk for the first 6 months of life. After that, the AAP recommends that a combination of solid foods, and breast milk be given until the baby is at least a year old. At least 1 year old. These are the experts. Funny, because the Bible says that, you know, we start off with milk, we drink like milk because we're babies, and then we go to the solid stuff. Or we should go to the solid stuff. So, currently the AAP and the Bible are in agreement. But notice the time share, right? 6 months for the milk. By a year, they should be having, you know, solid food. Now, whenever you decide to wean your child, your child may have another time in mind. Oh, no, this ain't happening now, buddy. And some children wean themselves earlier than the mother intended, and others are resistant to weaning when the mother is ready. Those who are weaned later on in life tend to be more resistant. For example, a 2-year-old toddler may be more attached and less flexible about giving up the breastfeeding than a 12-month-old baby. It's kind of like, you know, if you've been on welfare for the last 22 years, you might be a little more attached, a little less to want to be weaned from the government, if you know what I'm saying. And government programs work like this. We decide to help out a certain group or a sector of the population. We start a program or short-term fund. It's about to run out. It gets extended. There's another group that picks it up. There's another program put in place that overlaps the first one. Now, depending on the party of power, they feel, you know, not enough money is going into the pet program. They create more block grants and other I mean, they just pile on and pile on and pile on. And it continues on to where these groups stop looking for outside funding, outside grants, and other sources for this. So if I'm, you know, no matter what I do, if my casework is finding a way to get me money every week, every month, after 4, 5, 6, 7 years of this, how am I going to find a job? How am I going to look for it? I've learned how to live on what I get. I've learned how to milk the system, if you would. Now, let's start with NPR. I love the arts and the music. I really do. Many younger artists today got their push and passion from programs funded by NPR and other similar organizations. Many current famous Hollywood types, they scream the praises from the rooftops of these programs. You've heard them. I saw this program on NPR, I saw that program, I saw this program, and it pushed me into music. It's really simple for me. Then fund it yourself. You're making all this money off of something that sparked you on NPR that taxpayers paid for. Give back. And I'm sure some of you do. It's a pretty broad brush I'm painting with, but think about something. All right, so the Hollywood elite could easily fund. You'll have to wait till we come back, and I'll give you the number. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Peach fuzz on his head. I'm Joe Messina, your host. All right, look at my head, okay? I got a bushel on my head. The poor guy on TV. He's trying, though. You know? Good fertilizer would work. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Buy my book. It's really that simple. I'll wait. Go ahead. Ramblings of a right-wing Bible-thumping white guy. Head up to Amazon.com. Great place to grab it. You'll get it fast there. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. Weaning those yo-hos. You're weaning people off of government. That's really what it boils down to. We've gone so long propping up, so long. And look, I have no problem helping to take care of people who need it. I do not want to support somebody for their whole life. I don't want to support somebody for 20 years because, well, whatever the reason is. Most of the time it's because they have children or lots of children or claim to have children or whatever. But the Hollywood elites are great. So the government gives one group, NPR, $147 million a year. Right? And if you think about it, now this is for the arts and the endowment groups are all, and they use this money as seed programs. Right? I mean, NPR uses the money, the endowment, the arts, the endowments, they use the money to help put programs together. Look at that Hamilton, that play Hamilton. It was seeded by $35,000 worth of NPR money. Now, would it be great if we required to give us half the profit? They had to give half the profit back to the government. They don't. So, let's see. Arts and Entertainment Program plays and shows like Sesame Street. Right? Sesame Street is worth over $400 million alone. The CEO of NPR gets over $650,000 a year. The CEO of Sesame Street, you know, the brand, makes almost $1 million a year. Where's the outcry? With our money, we seeded them with taxpayer dollars. When do we get our cut? I'm Italian. I want my piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying? My part of the cannoli. We have all these fake headlines. Meals on Wheels being cut. See, many of these programs, many federal science programs are going to be cut. Kids in schools will lose their lunch programs. Transportation and security for many government facilities will suffer. The Democrats really think this is working. I mean, they did this in the last couple of elections. They screamed about how bad the Republicans were. It didn't work. They still lost seats everywhere. But there's so many duplicate or outdated programs that are still receiving money. Right, I've done a lot of shows over the years on grants that we give to the dumbest programs. Remember the stress test for shrimp? I mean, I didn't even get to have those shrimp after they were done dying. There was a grant that gave $2.6 million to train Chinese prostitutes to drink more water. I would have done it for $1.3 million. This is crazy. Now, the only way you cut those programs is you go into the government and you say, look, you're going to cut your whole budget by 2 or 3%, whatever it is. Right? When you put the pressure on them, people start looking for areas they can take things out. Because what the departments do, the departments will spend all the money you give them in the budget because they know if they don't spend it, they don't get it the next year. Right? If you budget for $130 million, you only spend $100 the next year. You budget for $130 million, you're going to say, well, you didn't spend $130. We'll give you the $100. If you need more, we'll try to go back for more. In 2014, the government spent over $290 billion of your hard-earned taxpayer dollars on programs that were outdated. Duplicates are out of, they're just out of line, misused, and they were used to funnel money to other programs, other projects. In 1930, a program called the RUS, which stands for Rural Utility Service, was created to help get phones and electricity out to most of your rural areas. Now, it was completed, but it was never closed. I mean, they still did it, but not the level they used to. Now, today, it shells out over $10 million a year for green energy research. Now, what that has to do with phones and electricity, phones especially, in rural areas. But that's not what it was put together for. How about $5 million at the Asian Foundation? One website states that they're committed to improving lives across a dynamic and developing Asia. How about we give $5 million, not to the city of Chicago, but to some kind of, you know, pseudo-military group to go in there and clean that place up? Congress over the last 10 years has directed almost $60 million to this foundation. It encouraged the IAF, which is the International American Foundation, to continue to promote grassroots projects in the Caribbean. I've never been asked to go check them out. And in Latin America. How much does that cost you? A little over $20 million. And we're having a hard time getting money to our vets. Right? Anybody awake? There are 90 early childhood development programs. And you go, it's not a big number, Joe. Country's big. Pretty big. I mean, there's only like almost two in every state, right? But here's the deal. There are 75 international education and cultural training programs, all of these for kids in other countries. What about our country? Talk about these kids starving. Talk about these kids not getting enough food. Or are their lunches being pulled? No, they're not, but I'm going to say they are. Then take the money out of the other countries and bring it back here. Not brain surgery. Since December 2010, the Department of Transportation, now this was noted in the Inspector General's report, right? They stated over $2.3 billion in loans. Billion, not million, billion. $2.3 billion in loans have been defaulted on and were made to companies that were not solvent when they got the money. Right? While they were defaulting, this should really frost you, more loans were made to help them get current. So in other words, they were borrowing money to pay the interest-only loans that they were behind on. Wouldn't you love to be able to go to your bank and say, hey, I'm 7 months behind the mortgage. I'd like to borrow money to pay the mortgage current. Just tack it onto the back end. No, really, seriously, I'll get to it eventually. The Obama administration gave a special grant to inner-city schools, over 7 billion Somalians, people, to help raise the graduation rates in the poor areas, right? So here's the problem. He gave the money to the same people that blew it to begin with to bring the rates up, or the grades up, right? The graduation rates didn't change at all. Didn't move one tick. Well, we're supposed to give them more money. We're supposed to believe that the Department of Education is a whiz-bang department. There are thousands of examples of these. I could fill up pages and pages of this stuff. And then we'll talk about those kids' meals when we come back. You know, the ones at school. The ones that Michelle put together. I wonder if she gave the same food to her kids. I don't think so. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on dot-com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yep, I love this stuff. Maybe you not so much, but I love this stuff, right? I mean, they're making all this noise about Trump's budget cuts. It all comes down to weaning people off the government. You know, everybody says that they want small government right up until the time that they realize that that smaller government's going to affect them. Oh, no, not my house. You take it from Frank next door. You know what I mean? So anyway, you know, these kids' meals, again, Meals on Wheels, the kids' meals at school, all of these things. Some of these are, you know, these are being paid for duplicate programs. And then when they have more money than they need, or, you know, they meet the criteria, whatever it is, some of that money gets diverted to other places. I think I told you, a friend of mine who has a large car dealership, he was telling me that when the crap hit the fan back in 09-10, they stopped all the outside services and went through everything with a fine-tooth comb. And you know that water bottle companies that everybody has? Well, not everybody, but a lot of people have them. So he was telling me that they charge. There's a base fee for those. You don't just buy the water and get everything for free. There's a base, you know, a monthly delivery setup, whatever fee, $25. He had five or six different departments that had the base fee, which he didn't need. He only needed one base fee, and then all the water could be delivered to one place under one account number. But every different department got its own account number. So I know it doesn't sound like big bucks, but when you start going through and you're checking that and you're finding out that you're paying for something five or six times over that you don't need to. I had another friend of mine, he hadn't touched his phone system in 10 years. So for 10 years, he didn't have to tighten up his belt. And then when things started to get a little thin, a little lean, and we were talking, made some phone calls, he saved $2,000 or $3,000 a year. Because there were new programs, there were new things that would have saved him money. I go down a whole list of things that they did. And there's, but you see what I'm saying? I mean, when you give people a reason to, when you kind of force them in the corner, they will start to save money. So when you say that the Wheels on Meals have been cut, the programs around those things have been cut or been asked to pull back on. So now you got to look at duplicate programs. What other programs are wasting money in areas they shouldn't, where they should be paying for Meals on Wheels? And I'm sorry, I don't blame the president for wanting to stop paying for a man, you know, for or managing these programs that should be handled by the state or local governments. There's plenty of these programs you could send down to the local government level, to the state level, and I don't know about the state level, but the local government anyway. They'll handle the money much better. Some of these programs could even be performed better by private firms. Now, these programs that give money to people or groups or companies that are not entitled to a nickel of American tax dollars. There's a whole bunch of these outdated, unnecessary duplicated programs. Think about that. If you had three programs, there's three programs. Let's say it's Meals on Wheels. Somehow in those programs, that Meals on Wheels is getting fed from those three programs. You have a head of those departments in those three programs. You have assistants in those three programs. You have accounts that have to, you've got all kinds of fun stuff in there that has to be accounted for, that has to be watched over by people. If you had it all in one department, you'd cut that by two-thirds. Even let's say, not even that. You'd cut it by half. The Rural Housing Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture was created in 1949. Right, it was supposed to provide low interest loans to farmers or people living in rural areas, so they could work and grow and, you know, build up the farms. Right now, but they were, you know, producing American goods for American people. It's a great idea for the time, made sense, but it's now so outdated, and it needs to go. It needs to be done with. But you know what they do now? They now make government-backed loans to non-farm households. So a program, a group that was put together to help farmers keep their properties, grow more stuff, you know, American-made, has been swapped and changed to loaning money to non-farm households in urban areas. Not even in rural areas, in urban areas. That's not what they were created for. Needs to go. Needs to be shut down. Add insult to injury. These people loan out more and more money every year. And last year, they loaned out over $24 billion. And their default rates are over double the national average. So whoever they're loaning the money to, in paying it back. But guess what? Can't steal no money if there ain't no money going from hand to hand, pocket to pocket. We know the change is painful, right? But we need to cut back. This crazy spending is gone, especially with all these duplicate, outdated, wasteful, fraud-filled departments. I mean, this has got to. I hope this is nauseating you at this point. I want to beat this up to the point so when the show's over, and you're talking to somebody tomorrow and they start screaming about Trump, hey, did you know that there were these programs that are older than I am that we don't use anymore? Did you know that? There were $72 billion in improper, unrecoverable payments to vendors and to programs that don't exist anymore. $25 billion a year on a government building we maintain. We don't occupy them. We are spending billions of dollars every year to maintain, pay for, do whatever of these buildings that are totally empty, owned by the government. And we spend billions more leasing buildings for government workers. How much crack do you have to smoke to have that make sense to you? One grant to $2.6 million. I already did that one. That was stupid. I should have yanked that out. A recent group of government auditors stated that after examining many, many, many federal programs over the past 5 years, they easily found programs costing the taxpayers over, ready for this, $123 billion. No positive impact. Another $100 billion in duplicative or fraudulent spending. I mean, I'm not even 20% through the list. Are you getting the picture? Another GAO report found almost 50% of purchases made on government credit cards. We got to go to work for the government. Made on government credit cards were improper, fraudulent, or embezzlement. Some of the so-called necessary items included gambling debt, liquor, lingerie, iPods. I know, it's lingerie. Got it. Xboxes, jewelry, internet dating services. Well, there you go. I mean, got to have that if you're in the government, right? That must be a holdover from Billy Bob. Let's not forget the Hawaiian vacations that they offer. You know, if you ever felt bad for the Postal Service, let me tell you what. One gig that they did, one event they did at Ruth Chris's Steakhouse, included, they spent over $13,500 on one dinner event. It was over $3,000 in appetizers with booze, and then everybody left with a parting gift of a $50 bottle of wine. If I had the money, I wouldn't buy a $50 bottle of wine. I couldn't tell the difference. The GAO said that we also spend hundreds of millions of dollars on late fees and penalties because employees don't get the bills in on time. I think the employees should pay for those. I really do. I think if that bill is given to the whoever the accounting person is on time, and they just don't pay it on time, that's one thing. But if the employee doesn't get it in there, I think they should pay for it. Probably can't do that. Probably against the law. Healthcare fraud costs over $60 billion a year. We don't need more IRS agents. We need more fraud investigators. Right? Don't you think this is nuts? Now, they had a fraud test last year. So the Department of Education sent $55,000 in grants for students to schools that didn't exist. Let that sink in. This little school went out of a post office box somewhere, puts in a grant application for John Smith. So he's real. They approve the grant, goes to that school, nothing comes out of it. Remember, grants don't have to be paid back. There's no investigator from the feds that comes out and sees that the school is there. Look, what I'm saying here is we need to clean it up. There's too much waste. It's too easy. They've been getting away with it for a long time. They're going to be paying. They're going to be screaming. It's like, what do they call that little thing? A pacifier, right? Some people call it a binky or whatever. The first couple of times you yank that thing out of the kid's mouth, all hell breaks loose. You think you're ripping one of his arms off in the middle of the square, right? You're just going to have to put up with it. Well, you know what? God help America. And long live Nancy Pelosi. And we'll stay in power forever that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. I got a lot more after the break.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I told you earlier, and I've been telling you all darn month, and actually this year pretty much, that when if you don't mind listening on your little smartphone, that's fine. Good for you. I don't like that. Makes me crazy. I can't see the darn thing. And if you open your mouth and you make noise, guess what? We get on other stations. This week we welcome KQEW 102.3 FM out of Arkansas. And part of that is you guys calling. Make the noise. That's what you got to do. You got to make the noise. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we get on the stations. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we were talking about we talked about weaning people off. We have gone so long with people being dependent on government, not subsidies, government help. They're living off the government in some cases. In a lot of cases, Right? And so the only way you're going to fix this, honestly, the only way you're really going to fix this is we got to cut it. You got to force them. And we got to cut it. I'm saying people should be thrown into the streets. No, you know that's not what I mean. But I do mean at some point in time it's got to stop. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of the companies we were, I'm not going to go over there yet, but Hershey's is laying off 15% of the global hourly workforce. You need to eat more chocolate. And then we've got the, this one's kind of weird, right? So Fidelity's offering buyouts to their older workers, 3,000 of them. That's kind of like a firing to a degree. And then San Diego Unified School District, we have a pretty big district. Large district. They're laying off over 850 people. You usually don't see that in school districts. Yeah, they lay off people from time to time, but they do buyouts. They don't like the layoff thing. It's very, very distasteful. United Airlines getting rid of 300 people. United Airlines. What does that tell you? See, we're not, I don't believe that we're out of this yet. I mean, everybody's excited about Trump, and that's good, and that's cool, and all that. Oh, here's a good one. Los Angeles Unified School District's laying off 1,600. Maybe those kids will go to actually go to real school districts. I know, I'll catch heck for that later. Don't gag them with it. So the big, mean, nasty man known as the Donald, He's actually dealt with something. He's taking care of something that the Democrats wouldn't deal with. And you won't read about it because the mainstream media is too much of a bunch of liars. They don't want him to look good at all. They don't want anything to look like he's done something to fix something. The Environmental Protection Agency awarded Michigan $100 million to help replace Flint's badly eroded and damaged water infrastructure. Remember the place where you can't drink water? You got to pipe water in? Now, this didn't happen last year under Obama. This didn't happen under the Dems. This didn't happen while the Dems saw what was going on. No. This happens under Donald Trump. You know, the EPA group that he wants to thin out, make run a little bit more efficient, as I know he will and you know, will do. The funding was provided by the Water Infrastructure Improvements for the Nation Act in 2016, enables the beleaguered city to replace the decaying lead water pipes. Michigan is providing the required 20% match of $20 million. The fix is part of Trump's administration goal of updating the country's water infrastructure. That nasty man. I can't believe he would do that. This comes from Scott Pruitt. Another nasty guy. Remember, these people hate clean water. Don't you remember you guys saying that? The people of Flint and all Americans deserve a more responsive federal government, he said. EPA will especially focus on helping Michigan improve Flint's water infrastructure as part of our larger goal. No, the EPA should maybe this EPA could come close. Remember the last time the EPA went there to help fix something? Was it there? Remember they released a whole bunch of nasty stuff into the river? It took weeks for that to clean up. Michigan Democrats and Republicans praise the EPA's decision to infuse money into the dilapidated city broken water supply. And we're excited and very grateful to receive these much-needed funds. Why didn't Obama do that? Why didn't the Dems do that? I mean, he sent what? He was sending $141 million to the Palestinians, you know, because they've been such a help. This is what I mean. This is why I don't trust these people. We're excited and very grateful to receive these much-needed funds, said Flint Mayor Karen Weaver. The city of Flint being awarded the grant of this magnitude in such a critical time of need will be a huge benefit for us. Look, you people think they're going to have clean water, but they're going to have jobs, too. Come on, think about that. This is nothing. This isn't something that gets fixed in 6 months. This will take years to work through. These will be roads that get torn up, new pipes that will put in. Right? You have people that actually will be able to put food on the table. They'll be able to get off of welfare, get off of unemployment, and they'll feel good about themselves. You know, when I make fun of a lot of people that I know that are on unemployment, were getting up. They don't feel good about themselves. It's not what they want to do. Most men, most guys that I know want to work. Most guys I know want to do what's right by their family. Most guys. And there are the few of them that could care less. Anyway. Officials switched the small eastern Michigan city's water supply from Lake Huron in 2015 to the Flint River in a bid to save money, but the state applied the wrong regulations to standards for drinking water, which ultimately resulted in corroded pipes. So see, because they did the wrong thing, we're paying for it as a whole. I get it. People need clean water. What happened to the days when people went down to the river with a bucket? You don't do that anymore? One report published in March 2016 claimed the EPA only acts to enforce clean drinking water regulations when public outrage reaches a fever pitch, implying negligence on the part of the agency officials. And who was running the EPA last year? That's right, Mr. Oblamo was. Another report conducted in February 2016 by the Congressional Research Service, CRS, detailed how the EPA fails to force state regulations to comply with federal drinking water laws, which is the truth. The feds don't really force anything on anyone unless they teed off at you or something. On states. Not anyone. States. Nearly 2,000 citizens became fed up with the Dodd-Lee, so they sued the federal agency for failing to address the long-running water crisis. The lawsuit claims the EPA failed to take the proper steps to ensure the state and local authorities were addressing the crisis. The defendants are seeking a civil action lawsuit of $722 million in damages. Now, I'm hoping they don't get it. It's not fair for the rest of us to pay. You know what? How about we do this? The party in power that refuses to give the money to the people who need it, who actually honestly need it, how about we have that party pay for it? What do you think? I like that idea a lot. Oh, God, This stuff is out of control crazy, don't you think? How'd that happen? Oh, there it is. I get the biggest kick out of some of these things that go down, like this with the EPA. Obama had control of it. He could have made it happen. If Trump can make it happen, he could have made it happen. He had 8 years to work on this, did he not? Come on, let's be honest about it. Did he not? Quite irritating. All right, what else? One last quick story. How quick can we go on this one? Oh, we go pretty quick. So apparently unhinged liberals suffering from nightmares, insomnia, binge eating since Trump's victory. This is not news. We know this. We see it in the streets. Liberals across the country have been struck by nightmares and insomnia since Donald Trump won the presidency in November. I've not slept a full night since the election, fashion designer Ariane Zurcher said. And she's not alone. President Trump is haunting the dreams of many Americans as being blamed for lost sleep, weight gain, Floridian, Serrata, Justiano, fears deportation. I worry that every thought my family members have been American citizens for generations will be targeted because of our surnames. No, you'll be targeted if you do stupid stuff is what will happen. Tech industry employee Amanda Silva fears for refugees. I'm worried about the Anne Franks of Syria, Somalia, Yemen, she said. Why don't you worry about the vets of America, huh? What do you think, Amanda? Wouldn't it be nice to have some Americans taking care of vets? Beside the point. New Jersey math teacher Lori Rodriguez is afraid, too. I'm afraid the Democrat process is under attack. Really? No, it's not. By nationalists. Ah, you mean like Americans watching out for Americans? Is that what you're worried about is under attack? I am Joe Messina, your host. Hey, guys, thanks for hanging in with me today. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Let your friends know about the show. If you can't get the show in your area on the radio, bug the station manager. Then let me know at joe@therealside.com. Hey, guys, have a safe rest of the day, and God bless you.